There are a lot of things that have to be opened up this year because of the time, because of the transactions that are going on. We're going to need to know certain things because I'm not thinking about surviving. I'm thinking about thriving as a people of God. It's time for the church now to know some things supernaturally. So it's going to be my job this year to bring everyone up to par that they can defend themselves and know how to stay in victory. And so I have wished you a happy New Year's. And now we got to plow this year out with revelation knowledge, insight in the Word of God. I've spent a lot of time with God about this year. And we're going to begin. We started on the standard of the Spirit, living under the standard of the Spirit. And we're going to deal with the Spirit some more this morning. So pay attention, listen. And just give me time to yield to the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you this morning as we open this service, the praise and the worship, and now the Word of God. The vision of this church is changing the life of people with the Word of God. So quite naturally, every person who's a member of this church, their life must be changed by the Word and everybody who tune in. So we're thankful. We yield to the Holy Spirit. We yield to a fresh anointing. That you may speak, that mantles and impartation may be released all over the world. Thank you. We give credit and grace to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're just a servant here. We give him all the glory. Open your word this morning. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to focus on one verse, verse 2. But there's a lot of focusing going to be on this verse because it's so important. My subject is going to be a word out of this verse. 1 Corinthians 14:2 talked about the gifts of the Spirit, talked about love, talked about Holy Communion. Here we're going to deal with an aspect of praying in the Spirit, how important it is for us to pray in the Spirit. But it says in the second verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries." That Sam opening in the Passion Translation, 1 Corinthians 14:2, when someone speaks in tongues, no one understands a word he says because he's not speaking to people, but to God. And this last statement in this Passion Bible, he is speaking intimate mysteries in the Spirit. He's speaking intimate mysteries in the Spirit. Now, to follow me this morning, you got to be sharp. You got to be listening. You got to want things in the Spirit. Because in that verse, I took that one word, howbeit. See that word, howbeit? Underline that word, howbeit. And we're going to talk about how be it in the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit said, now tell them this is not a question. This is a status. Mm-hmm. How be it in the Spirit. It's not, we're not using it as a question. We're using it as a status that all the circumstances, all the situation, everything else, but how be it in the Spirit. That's what a Christian needs to know, how be it in the Spirit. And by praying in the Spirit, You will be in the Spirit where God is, where all the answers is, where all the victory is. So let me give you a little understanding of how be it. It's some kind of word, and it has a how be it mean You might want to write, nevertheless. Catch that now, nevertheless. You see, because everything looked like it's not going to work out, but you're in a howbeit zone, howbeit in the spirit. Nevertheless, it also depicts the word now. Also, moreover. Just think about it now. It also depicts the word yeah, like yes, yeah. However, it means however. Now, listen what this message is going to do for you in this 14th chapter in the second verse. All your unknowing what to do will be handled in wisdom and discernment of spirit. How be it in the spirit? Situation, circumstances, facts are all subject to change now. Think about it now. Think about the things we deal with in life. It's so powerful. And then the Lord told me this from Luke 10:19. He says, stop investigating and begin to interrogate the enemy. Stop investigating and begin to interrogate the enemy. Now, how be it in the spirit mean, my brothers and sisters, it sets you in the presence of God. When you're praying in the spirit, who is the Father of spirits? Number one, it enabling you and I to talk to him in spirit and truth. That's what it does in 1 Corinthians 40. It is enable you and I to talk to him in spirit and truth. Now, go to John chapter 4, verse 24. This verse saying a whole lot more than we have seen over the years. John 4, verse 24. God is a spirit. Now think about the verse. And they that worship him or talk to him or understand him or follow him or yield to him, just like worship. They must worship him in spirit and truth. They must talk to him in spirit and truth. They must pray to him in spirit and truth. You see how important? How be it in the spirit?
Yes, sir.
How be it in the spirit? See, so that statement about worship carries all the ramification of being in contact with God. You have to do it in spirit and in truth. Turn to another scripture now. We're talking about enabling you to talk to him in spirit and truth. That verse, 1 Corinthians 14:2, that's what it's talking about. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Here, all of us know this morning. Everybody listen to me. All up here, we all are full of infirmities. Shortcomings, weaknesses, because we're in his body. You understand what I'm saying? But there in Romans 8:26 tell us about how praying in the spirit enable us to talk to him in spirit and truth beyond our infirmities, move to the mind of the spirit, move to the will of God, move to the understanding and the calling, move us in an arena of love. It move us into a place that we'll never lose, that all things work together for good. How be it in the spirit. And not how it is in Darrow. It's not how it is in Baton Rouge. How be it in the spirit. It's not how it is at your house. It's not how it is in your body at this point. It's not how your finances are running right now. How be it in the spirit? And so praying or speaking in tongue keep us in a realm beyond what's happening. So it says here, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. I submit to you, 1 Corinthians 14:2 is moving beyond all infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, Himself, make intercession for us with groaning that we are there, which cannot be uttered. Go to the next verse. We're talking about enabling you to talk to Him in spirit and truth, no matter what's going on, no matter what it looked like, no matter what nobody else saying, you know that you have a connection that can't be broken. You have a connection that can't be stopped. Oh, my goodness. Look at this 27th verse. And he that searches the heart, see, when you're praying in tongue, your heart being searched, knows what is the mind of the spirit. He shifts you. Because he maketh intercession for the saints. Now notice this, I want you to get those two things, the mind of the spirit, how be it in the spirit, the mind of the spirit, and then I want you to get according to the will of God. Uh-huh. According to the will of God. And then it goes on in the 28th verse and tell you the results. How be it in the spirit. All the time it's the same way in the spirit. The spirit world never changes. It always got victory. It always knew what to do. Always winning. Always on top. And we know that all things work. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Now, I submit to you, 1 Corinthians 14:2, talking about this verse. How be it in the spirit is talking about this verse. When you're in the spirit, and we know, see, it's things you know, that all things work together for good. I mean, it don't look good, but we're not looking at that. We're in the spirit. To them that love God. Somebody dealing with something right now as I minister to you. I don't know what it is. But I want you to understand. I'm going to say it another way. How it be in the spirit. Mm-hmm. Yep. See, this is what the Lord training us. This year we're going to stay in the realm of the spirit. Yeah. Because natural things not going to work.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes,
sir. So I know this year, with this message, all things went together for good to them that love God, those who are called according to His purpose. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
See, we talked about, I want you to write that note down, enabling you to talk to Him in spirit and truth. Now, actually what 1 Corinthians 14:2 is saying, two things I'm going to give you. Having a direct line to God, a private line, and in almost natural term, a hotline to God at all time. See, he says, for he that speaks in an unknown tongue, well, I'm not speaking to you, but to God. Uh-huh. And he says, for no man understanding him, can't get in your business. The devil don't understand you either. How be in the spirit, he speak his mystery. See, in other words, the situation you're dealing with, you may not understand it, but there's a mystery in the spirit that can handle it.
Yes, sir.
How many understand me?
Yes, sir.
See, so you're never in a jam. You as a Christian, we have to know that. We have to know that we are supernatural beings with the divine nature on the inside of us. So you can't jam us. You really can't stop us. You can't stop us with a vote. You can't stop us with a natural law. We shift gears on you. We go into another realm. Are you following me? Having a direct line to God. Say that. Having a direct line to God. And then also, heart beating in the spirit, you're being set up for miracles. Being set up for miracles. Look at Revelation 1:10. Being set up for miracles. You're going through something, it looked bad, but you're actually being set up for a miracle.
Yes, sir.
You got something you can't work out. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But actually, if you pray in the spirit, you recognize the mystery that opened up the miracle.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get it. Look back at 1 Corinthians 14:2. See, the mysteries, you're speaking in mysteries, the mysteries are the things that open up the miracle. Yes. Look in Revelation 1:10. John said, look what John said. Revelation 1:10. For I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Mm-hmm. But one of the quickest way to get in the spirit is praying in the spirit. Yes. For I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard. See, sometimes you need to hear something. Yes, beyond the natural. Behind me, a regular voice? No, a great voice. As of a trumpet. See, so praying in the spirit, open your ears to hear the great voice. Yes, sir. My sheep hear my voice. Remember, we talked about that. The voice of a stranger. Everything that's working against you is a stranger. So don't follow that. Don't let your mindset follow it. Don't let nobody talk to you about it. You follow the spirit. So it says, you're being set up for miracle. Look in Hebrews 2:4. I mean, it's a setup. Could Talanamasha, could it be, listen, oh my, I want everybody to hear this. Every time you are attacked, you're being set up for a miracle. Yes, now you can't see that in the natural because you're hurting. You might be hurting or something might be missing. But the Spirit, the Holy Ghost wants you to know this morning that if you know how to be it in the Spirit, every time you are attacked by anything or anyone, even the devil himself, God see you as being set up for a miracle. Yes, sir. Now he know he can't do it. Yes, sir. Now she know she can't do it. Now they're going to fully turn to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to miraculously deliver them in this situation. God also, see, your problem give God a chance to show himself. Your problem give God a chance to whoop the devil again.
Yes.
Are you following me? Look at this verse. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders. That is signs, wonders, 2. And with divers, miracles, 3. Gifts of the Holy Ghost, 4. Four things that is available to you in every circumstance. God says, oh, my child need a sign. My child need a wonder. My child need a different miracle. Uh-huh. My child need gifts of the Holy Ghost. These are places that your problem and your enemy cannot go.
Yes.
These are places of promotion from God on high. As we know, when the thing's set up right now, whatever you're dealing with, I want you to ask your question, how be it in the spirit?
Yes, sir.
How many seeing this? How be it in the spirit? In other words, what is the spirit world saying about this?
Yes, sir.
What would the Holy Spirit do about this? It's not what I can do, but it's what the Holy Spirit can do. Now, you know that scripture, that's a pretty beautiful scripture in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs 3:5, I believe. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your path. That's what it's saying right here. That's what it's saying. Being set up for miracle. Now, could before I leave this, what a prime time in your life as we deal with the subject, how be it in the spirit? If you can right now touch any situation in your life, some of it look like it's going AWOL, it's not working like you want to work it, or there's some place you've been trying to get, look like you never going to get there. If you can touch it right now and see how it is in the spirit by praying in tongue, not talking to men, talking to God about it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Not talking to a lawyer, not talking to a doctor, uh-huh. Not talking to a psychologist, uh-huh. But in the spirit,
yeah.
You're talking directly to God. You see it?
Yes, sir.
How it be in the spirit?
Yes, sir.
It's not how I feel. It's not how it look.
Yeah.
How be it in the spirit? And I have a way to go in the spirit and see it beyond it.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? What a comfortable word. I mean, amen, Leroy. What a comfortable word. This is telling you now, you're never in a jam. You're never in a tight spot. You can never be held out again. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
To Jesus. Unfolding mysteries of the kingdom in your life. Unfolding mysteries. The kingdom of God is within you, right? You are designed by God. Listen, church, to be a kingdom of heaven manifester in earth. Mm-hmm. Problems when handled properly is kingdom advertisement. The kingdom begin to solve problems that cannot be solved naturally, and the kingdom of heaven manifest on earth through you. Oh, amen. Just look at Matthew 13 and verse 11. Matthew 13, verse 11. Unfolding the mysteries of the kingdom in your life. Unfolding the mysteries of the kingdom in your life. In other words, how he got out? How he handled that? How she did that? He said, baby, I didn't do it. The Lord did it. Uh-huh. I yield to the Lord. He said, now, here. See, when you go back to the text in 1 Corinthians 14, 2, it said when you pray in the Spirit, you're speaking in mystery. Now, when he say you're speaking in mystery, you just stepped out of history. What has happened? You in every time you pray in the Spirit, you step in virgin territory. You step in creation. You step in a place where God will take you somewhere that you've never been before, and possible nobody else never been there. It's private. It's private mystery. It's a case being solved just for you. You follow it?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me now. Listen to me. Unfolding mysteries of the kingdom in your life. So every time you are in a situation that you need to make another step, there's another unfolding has to take place. Uh-huh. Another mystery has to open up. Uh-huh. See. He says it's given for he that speaks in an unknown tongue. Go back to Matthew 13, 11. He hasn't said unto them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. Now, how it is given to us to know it? Well, we go back to our text. You're speaking not unto men, but you're speaking unto God. How be in the Spirit, you're speaking mystery. So we can go in there by going in there. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You see what I'm saying? They that eavesdrop on God must do it in spirit and truth. They that see in the realm of the Spirit must do it by spirit and truth. How many seeing it?
Yes, sir.
By spirit and truth. So here this voice said, go to 12 voice. Mm-hmm. What happened? Matthew 13, 12. Mm-hmm. He hasn't said it because it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And he shall have more abundant. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away. Nothing should be taken away from you no more.
Right.
Because all you got to do now, every person listen to me, all you got to do now is sit down for a moment. Don't panic. How be it in the Spirit?
Uh-huh.
I don't like what's going on right here.
Yeah, good, sir.
But I think I'm going to pray in tongue 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so I can find out how be it in the Spirit. Yeah. So God can show me what I need to do at this time.
Yeah,
I don't need to panic. I don't need to call everybody I know.
Yeah,
I need to get tuned in to how be it in the Spirit.
Yeah,
all right. Now you remember what I said about being in the Spirit. Let me go back down and give it to you. My goodness. Nevertheless, What nevertheless mean? Even though this look one way, but nevertheless, I'm going to come out another way. You see what I'm saying? All right, let me give it to you. Let's go to another point. Walking in the deep things of God on purpose. Walking in the deep things of God on purpose. There are times in your life you're going to need to go deeper. And sometimes we mess around. God says, well, I want to pull my hand back a little bit. There, go deeper. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9 and 10. Get it? Walking in the deep thing of God. And the last two words is very important. On purpose. How be it in the spirit? Well, I'm going to have to walk a little deeper today. I'm going to pray a little more in tongues. Huh?
Yep.
That 2 and 9. You see, if you stay out there with the problem, look, but as it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard. See, you're blind, you're deaf. Now they have entered the heart of man. You don't have no understanding. The things which God had prepared for them that love him. Uh-huh. We just read in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for them that love God. So, in every situation, God has something prepared for you. What did he say in Psalm 23? He prepares the table for you what? In the presence of your enemy. He anoints your head with oil and your cup runs over. When you got a problem, it's time to sit at the table. It's time to be running everywhere. Sit at the table. I feel the Holy Ghost. See, you cannot stay in there, but go to verse 10. See, how be it in the spirit. Go to verse 10 now. My God, you got your shouting clothes? Huh? But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. I didn't know what to do, for the spirit searches all things. I'm back in 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Yeah, the deep things of God.
Yes, sir.
My victory, walking in the deep things of God on purpose. In other words, when things seem like they're rushing in on me, I go deeper. Always let the Holy Spirit take you deeper. It's another lesson. It's another layer. It's another level. He's another depth he's trying to take us to. Man. And I want to give this to the body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
How be it in the spirit? Right now, ask yourself that question. Whatever you need an answer for, just ask the question, how be it in the spirit? Then spend some time praying in the spirit, and the spirit will answer you. See, there's no such thing as being in a jam. How be it in the spirit? How be in the spirit? You stop looking at the flesh, let the spirit take you deeper. All right, let me give you another point that I want you to have. Oh, my. Building strong faith in a weak world.
Wow.
Building strong faith. All that's in 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Building strong faith in a weak world. And this world going to get weaker and weaker. And my brothers and sisters, because of your the revelation, impartation, and the anointing you're receiving now, you're going to look, you're going to be in a world getting weaker, and you're going to get stronger and stronger just from this message.
Yes, sir.
You take these points. Yes, building strong, I got it. Let me see. Building strong, holy faith in a weak world. Jude 20. Look at Jude 20. Building strong, holy faith in a weak world. In other words, yes, things are changing in this world. Yes, conditions are about to get worse. And worse. This pandemic is not the only thing that's going to happen. These are the last days. I don't know how long they're going to last. But I have to walk those who are connected with me how to walk through this time. You see what I'm saying? How be in the spirit? See, that's a question you can ask. The Holy Ghost, pull that word out that text to me and say, I want you to preach this. How be it in the spirit? It's well. Yeah. He said, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You read the book of Jude, you're going to see so much mess. You're going to see Leroy Jr., my oldest son, I was talking about how they took the grace message and mess it all up. You're going to see all that. Men trying to make things go that way. Yes, you read the book of Jude and you'll see it. But this verse here, but you, beloved, building up. And you'll see why you need to be in this verse and why you need to know how to be it in the spirit. All right. Here's another point I want you to get. Oh, my. Get ready for God's kingdom, His will, His power, and glory to manifest to you and through you. Get ready for God's kingdom, God's will, God's power, God's glory to manifest our word. Listen up. To you and through you.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6:10. We're preaching from 1 Corinthians 14:2. It produces everything I'm telling you right now. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven through me. Look at the 13th verse. Matthew 6:13.
Hallelujah.
You getting this?
Yes, sir.
Because, see, these are, this is not doctrine. This is not theology, just doctrine and theology. This is where the rubber hit the road at. In Matthew 6:13.
Hallelujah.
I have to read this scripture. I can't get around this scripture because it's so important in this teaching. All right, the 13th verse. It says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Notice what it said at the end of this verse. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Get ready for God's kingdom, will, power, and glory to manifest to you and through you.
Uh-huh.
How be it in the spirit?
Yes, sir.
See, when a person know how to search how be it in the spirit, the will of God come out. The will of God, not only the will of God, the power of God. You're opening up the will, you're opening up the kingdom, you're opening up the will, you're opening up the power of God, you're opening up the glory of God. See, you have when you're praying in 1 Corinthians 14:2, you're opening up the will of God to you. In other words, you don't see it, but as you're praying in the Spirit, the will of God is open up to you. The way of God is open up to you. So that means you can't get in a jam. Right? All right. Now, two other scriptures I want to get under that. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, you have to know the meaning of this verse. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not your mess. It's not satanic power. It's the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not in the flesh. But righteousness, oh my God. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In other words, my brothers and sisters, today the Lord wants to let you know you have certain rights that nobody can stop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you go back to John 4:24, he said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2, you're in the spirit. When you're in the spirit, you go back to 1 Corinthians 2:10, you're in the spirit. You're deeper. You're beyond what Satan doing, what the system doing, what everybody else saying doing. You're in another territory. And then 1 Corinthians, put in a note, 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power.
Yes, sir.
Now, how be it in the spirit? Here it is. It's one I won't pop you with. It is a life that never let the flesh take over.
Wow.
Wow. It is a life that never let the flesh take over. What is 2 Corinthians 5:7? We walk by faith and not by flesh.
Come on.
Now, if you're losing right now, you tune in. If you're losing in any aspect in your life, I can promise you, you're walking in the flesh. You cannot lose by walking in the spirit of faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. It's a life that never let the flesh take over. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Habit in the spirit, yararabakatata, is a life that never let the flesh take over. Never let feeling take over. Never let such a situation take. That note was passed to you, it don't take over. Nothing take over. In the spirit, in 1 Corinthians 14:2, here's another thing that is, I've used this many years. Stand tune in to the will of God.
Yes, sir.
Stand tune in to the will of God. And you read that, and I don't have time to go over it, but in Ephesians 5:17-21. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Being not drunk with wine, but being filled with the Spirit. This world try to make you drunk with situation, but you stay filled with the Spirit, and whatever Satan trying to make you dizzy with, he can't do it. because you got something else. Now, you see, let's read a few verses on that. Go to Ephesians 5:17. Ephesians 5:17. Just for a minute, we'll stay there. I'm almost through. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. You cannot remain unwise praying in the Spirit. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Go to the next verse. 18th verse. Go to the 18th verse. Let me get it. Boy, Satan losing some people this morning. He said, wow, man, talk to me, man of God. Talk to me. Talk to me. I've been dealing with this mess. He said, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, in verse 17, and be not drunk, verse 18, be not drunk with wine. This world try to make you drunk with problems. He said, but be not drunk. Be not drunk with what's going on around you. Don't get drunk. God dog it. How can I say this? Don't let commercials take the place of conviction. Stay convicted. Don't let commercials, you know, like all the appetites, overcome your consciousness. Conscious of the fact that you're in this world, but you're not of this world. Now look at the 18th verse. Look at the 18th verse. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be what?
Filled.
Filled with what?
The Spirit.
All right, now look what it said now. Here we go in the Spirit, verse 19. Speaking to yourself, what? Well, how? In song and hymn and spiritual song. Oh, Rabbi Yayoko, Taya. I'm gone. Satan said, where you went? All the world shook up now. I mean, the world listened, they shook up. Said, what is he talking about? That's not your business. You see, we can do it at any time. Singing and making melody into your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. So I give you that point again. Stand tuned in to the will of God, no matter what's going on. Now, here's a verse you're going to need. to operate in high being in the spirit, there are three specific things that you always have available to you when you're operating in the spirit. They're found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Boldness, confidence, and access. Boldness, confidence, and access. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. See, when you're praying in the spirit, those three things arise. Boldness arise. Confidence arise. And your accessing ability arise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I preach good. Do I have to hum a little bit today? This is a word for you today. This because things going to start crumbling and tumbling. But in my job, the vision of this church is changing the life of people with the word of God. I have to put you in a position that you don't get shook up no matter what comes. All right. You ready for this? This is so powerful. You're going to need this. Living beyond fear or failure or fault finding. Living beyond fear or failure or fault finding. Now, why you put fault finding in? Fault finding is when you don't walk according to the course of religion. When you start walking in revelation, you're in another realm and it's rare. Listen to me now. And so you're going to have, when you living in victory and you're living in high beat in the spirit, you're going to have fault finders. Uh-huh. Now, they really don't want to be fault finders, but they don't know how you're doing this. Uh-huh. And so they go to church. I got a Bible. We sing hymn. How she thinks she can do that? How she thinks she can live like that? We all Christians. Yes, baby, but everybody Christian ain't living Christian. See, you're going to have fault finding. So you got to get over failure. You got to live beyond failure, fear, and fault finding. Now, here's another thing it will produce. Love consciousness will always be present. Uh-huh. When we're doing, we're still in 1 Corinthians 14, 2. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. You'll never be unconscious of love. Love consciousness will always be present. God love me. I love God. Love can't fail. I mean, God can minister to somebody right now. If they're going through something and that love consciousness, God love me, I love God, and love can't fail. That mean I can't fail. See? And then, knowing in 1 Corinthians 4, 2, this is what it's going to do for you. Knowing how to focus and flow with the Holy Ghost. Knowing how to focus and flow with the Holy Ghost. If he can stop your focusing, he can stop your flowing, but you're back in focus. You stop all mind shut down. The mind can't shut you down no more. See, you're going in the spirit. I know some of you might be listening. You don't know what I'm saying. I'm praying in the spirit. There's a place called being baptized with the Holy Ghost. I was born of the spirit. And I was baptized with the spirit after some years. And I was filled with the spirit. And that's why I'm speaking in that language. Now, there's two languages. There's the prayer language. There's divers kind of tongue in the gifts of the spirit. But the prayer language is with you all the time. And so you just take time to pray in the spirit. And you come back to your love consciousness, and you'll know how to focus and flow with the Holy Ghost. Now, you don't know how powerful that statement is. focus, learn how to focus and flow with the Holy Ghost. You can start working this way, you're wrong about the clothes. Another profound thing happened in 1 Corinthians 14:2. And when you talk about, I want you to make the statement, not ask the question. How be it in the spirit? And the Holy Ghost told me when I was studying this, he says the supernatural become the way of life. Yes, person who pray in the spirit a lot, they live in the realm of the supernatural. If you know what it means and all the manifestations it can bring forth in your life. Okay? Now, with all of that in mind, with our text, 1 Corinthians, go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2, yeah. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. So, all right. But unto God. All right, we're speaking to God. You're not about speaking to God. For no man understandeth him. All right. But the last part is, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. Right? Now, howbeit in the spirit. That's the lesson that I want you to have today, because what I'm about to show you now, I'm going to close with this, with a statement I'm going to make to you. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. I'm going to close. Hebrews 12, 23. This is so powerful. Guess what the Lord told me to tell you? Based on, I give you 8 points, really, 8 points. I said a lot of things through them. This is the 8 points here. And I want you to hear it in the spirit. Now you are unshakable, unbreakable, and unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Now you are unshakable, unbreakable, and unstoppable, because you know how to shift these gears in the spirit. Here we got it. Now look what we got available to us in Hebrews 12, 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and unto the spirit of just man made perfect. I want to read on down. Let me find it in my Bible here so I can close here. My God, because I want you to hear this spirit clearly, and I want the Holy Spirit to have a chance to emphasize it. Hebrews 12. Well, let's look back at verse 22. 12:22. Hebrews 12:22. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now look what he said at the end of verse 22. I'll be ministering on angels this year to an innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now watch this unmovable kingdom you're about to look at. See that you refuse him not that speaketh far, if they escape not who refuse him that speaketh on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, who voiced and shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I'll shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signify. Now listen to this, what I've taught you this morning. The moving of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, but those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be what?
Moved.
Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I pray, my brothers and sisters, Have you heard this message? How be it in the spirit? How be it in the spirit? One more time, I want to share with you. Nevertheless, no matter what or where you are in life, you always have the ability to say, nevertheless. All right? No matter how, you always have the ability to say, now. You're now a person. Moreover, the word yeah. Also. All your unknowing what to do will be handled in this wisdom and discerning of the Spirit. Can I talk with you? Things you just heard came directly from heaven. This message, the first Sunday in the new year, will set you up for a year that you've never seen before. In the midst of all type of things that seem like failure. What the Lord is doing, he's putting your clothes on you. He's dressing you in your divine armor. Yes, sir. That you will be able to walk by faith and not by sight.